From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump announced Monday the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move that will result in further sanctions and diplomatic pressure over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile program.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
The additional sanctions are to be unveiled Tuesday. Bruce Klingner is a senior research fellow at the Washington-based Heritage Foundation.
It's designating North Korea for what it really is. It officially reveals the nature of the regime. By not designating North Korea, it was really we were turning a blind eye to the nature of the regime, or we were not enforcing U.S. law.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the designation is really a message to third parties who deal with Pyongyang. He said he still hopes for diplomacy as a way to ease tensions, adding sanctions are taking a toll on the regime. Japan and South Korea Tuesday welcomed the U.S. announcement. Zimbabwe's longtime President Robert Mugabe faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Party Chief Whip Lovemore Matuki said the impeachment motion is moving ahead.
Because we have accumulated 230 MPs from ZANU-PF out of about 260, and we already have the numbers to meet the challenge.
The motion criticizes the 93-year-old leader for being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over what is called an unprecedented economic decline. This is VOA News. A sound detected Monday in the South Atlantic is not believed to have come from a missing Argentine submarine that disappeared last week with a crew of 44.
Esas señales, o ruidos, como le llamamos nosotros, fueron
Argentine Naval Commander Gabriel Galeazzi said those sounds or signals were analyzed by a special computer program and said they did not come from the submarine. The ARA San Juan disappeared after reporting an electrical malfunction Wednesday. The international search and rescue effort is still underway. The U.S. Monday announced it will end by July 2019 a special status granted to some 59,000 Haitian immigrants, protecting them from deportation. The immigrants received temporary protected status following a 2010 earthquake that devastated the Caribbean nation, killing more than 200,000 people. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Monday said she's prepared to lead her Christian Democrats into yet another election following the collapse of coalition talks on the weekend with the pro-business Free Democrats. Ms. Merkel said if new elections were called, it wouldn't be what the voters asked of us, but then we would accept it. She also indicated new elections are preferable to a minority government. The German leader, who was elected to a fourth term as chancellor, but in a weakened political state following September's election, has been unable to forge a coalition with the Free Democrats and leftist Greens Party. Disagreements over immigration is believed to be the main obstacle. The head of the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee resigned his post Monday. Riyad Hijab, a former Syrian prime minister, did not explain his decision to step down after just 2 years. Hijab defected to the opposition in 2012 and was a key player in the formation of an umbrella opposition formed in late 2015. His decision comes ahead of next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks to end nearly 7 years of conflict. In Kenya, more post-election violence. At least two people were reported killed Monday as opposition supporters protested a Supreme Court ruling upholding last month's presidential election rerun won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said his party does not recognize the government. The court nullified an August election also won by Mr. Kenyatta, who is now set to be sworn in for a second term November 28th. After serving 4 years, the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, announced Monday she'll step down from her post in February to make way for incoming Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, nominated by President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, U.S. stocks Monday gained in a holiday-shortened week, the benchmark Dow Jones rising 72 points to 23,430. The market will be closed Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.